Wednesday night, Baruch
Hashem. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah that by a meal, by every meal, a person is supposed to be lomei Torah al Shulchano. You should learn something. Shekol Shulchan Shalom Omru Alav Divrei Torah Kilu Achlu Mizivchei Mason. Mishnah Berurah paskins, you're not Yotzer with Birchas HaMazon, and you have to learn something. It's good to have some sefer, maybe a kitzur Shulchan Aruch, maybe a halacha sefer, or like a dose of Torah, these kind of books, or svarim. And by the table, you should say, you should learn something. Yud Mishnah, halacha, or agoda, or sefer imus, or vena yosef, or meshav vavarech, pichas hamozon. What? Good, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you're not. Rashi says a lot of things in Shas. You know, Mishnah Berurah paskins, you're not. Ironically, the post can point out that it's questionable, it's not posher that this chiyuv exists when you eat a Suddas mitzvah. So ironically, on a Suddas Shabbos, you might not be mechuyuv to do this. Well, but what happens is that people say Torah, and rightfully so, there's nothing wrong with it, it should be encouraged. They say Torah by the Shabbos table, but then during the week they don't dream of it. While in halacha, Suddas Shabbos is a Suddas mitzvah, and maybe it doesn't have this chiyuv, maybe, maybe not, it's not clear, but certainly during the week, at the very least, the Mishnah Berurah says the least you should do is say the mizmor Hashem roi lo echsar, so it's Torah, you're saying a pasuk in Tillim, at least you're saying those psukim, and by the by, you're also being mispalel al mizonos, so that's also always a good thing. So people should get into the habit of having some sefer. Maybe Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is a good thing. And you learn a small thing by the table, a 60-second halacha. You could say over what Rabbi Malinowitz said the day before.